This is Passport to Texas. Celebrate Texas independence at Washington on the Brazos State Historic Site February 28th and March 1st.
And there'll be lots of activities going on in the park. They'll have special programs and demonstrations down at the Barrington Living History Farm.
Houston McGaw is director of the Star of the Republic Museum for Blinn College.
We'll have some various demonstrations going on in the museum and just lots of activities in the park and food. And it's a free two-day event for people to come out and enjoy and learn a little Texas history.
We remember the Alamo and the Battle of San Jacinto and their roles in gaining independence for Texas. But what about Washington on the Brazos? On March 2, 1836, it's where delegates signed the Declaration of Independence from Mexico.
And I think that's something we always keep coming back to, that, you know, it's not necessarily battles. It's the documentation. It's the representatives of the people that come together and say, you know what, we're not going to do this anymore. We're going to be a free and independent country and have a democracy. And that's really what we celebrate here, I think. It's the birthplace of a democracy, the Republic of Texas.
Find details about this year's Texas Independence Day celebration at Washington on the Brazos on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. Funding for our series provided in part by Ram Trucks. Guts, glory, Ram. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.